On Arts Sound, it gives me great pleasure to have on the line Roel Kramer from 20 Minutes with the Devil. Thanks for talking with Arts Sound, Roel.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tim.
Now, 20 Minutes with the Devil, could you give us an introduction to this stage performance, which is happening at the Street Theatre starting this Saturday?
This play deals with a situation in which some traffic cops arrest a drug lord and take him to hold in a motel and waiting for reinforcements to arrive. So it's like a black box scenario where we have these three characters, and then we find out what happened between them in that period while they're waiting for either the army or maybe the drug lord's gang to arrive. And we don't know who's going to get there first, and we don't know if anyone's going to get out alive or not, and we really discover the conversation that goes on between these characters. And the playwrights Desmond Manderson, who's a professor at the ANU, and Luis Romero, they're both sort of legal academics and philosophers, and they've woven in a lot of themes around justice, you know, notions of law and justice, and also in the characters that they've built, they've put in differences between the two cops. There's gender, there is class, and all these issues bubble up through the play.
It is based on real events, like the arrest of Mexico's most notorious drug lord, El Chapo, right?
Correct. So that was the inspiration. But I think, you know, nobody actually knows what the conversation was that went down between El Chapo and the cops that held him. No doubt there will be some similarities. I believe one of the things he actually did say was simply that there would be a bloodbath. That was one of the lines that provided some inspiration. But no doubt he would have also tried to bribe them, which you might expect them to sort of agree and go with. And the question is, you know, why did these very lowly paid traffic cop actually, you know, persevere and uphold the rule of law, I suppose, in Mexico when they have, like, the reputation perhaps that they would go with a bribe or intimidation? So it's an interesting question and brings into relief sort of broader questions around what happens when really violence or when the ordinary rule of law doesn't apply anymore and just the strongest wins and how we stand in the face of that.
You've alluded to the characters. There's only three characters. There's El Ticho, Angela, and the one you play, Romolo. Tell us a bit more about those characters. I suppose starting with your character.
Yeah, I suppose Romolo, he comes from a lower socioeconomic background. He's a mixed race or mestizo, I suppose, in the Mexican context. Yeah, he sort of represents more the working class, the person who's got no other choice but to go into the police force because in Mexico, you know, police officers and traffic cops are killed. I think 500 die a year, I've read. So it's not really a profession that people really want to get into, but they do it because they've got to meet ends meet. So his background is really, he's come from a very poor background growing up. His father was a rubbish collector, and there was probably violence in his family too that's alluded to. So he's sort of toughed it out and come out of that background, whereas he's colleague, the other traffic cop, the playwrights have given her a very different background. She comes from a very high-status family, but her father, who was a general in the army, sort of had a fall from grace, was caught in a corrupt deal, and I won't give everything away, but so her background is much more that elite, educated, but fallen on hard times, and she feels that it's an honourable kind of work to do, to uphold the law. So she has a very different relationship to law and justice, to Romulo, who perhaps just sees it more as a transactional, you know, as a way out. But she is kind of really ideologically and she's motivated to uphold the law. And then, of course, there's El Ticho, he's called in our play, the drug lord. He's there in the room with them and he observes them. And I think what we said is he's a bit like an Iago-esque character. He also has a connection to the audience, and he's sort of observing these two and trying to direct them and manipulate them to get himself out of the situation that he's in.
With just three characters in the one room, it could be quite a tense production. Is it tense?
There is actually a lot of comedy in it, and it's quite light in bits, and then it does turn very, very tense. So there is some fairly big reversals and surprises. So it's a bit of a roller coaster, but it should be fun. It should be fun to watch, I think. And there's a wonderful set that's been put together. I mean, I've never worked in a production that has so many technical elements that sort of support and deepen and, you know, help the play. We've got, again, a number of technical elements and lighting, sound, there's gunshots. I don't want to give away too much, but it's just, I've never worked in a production with so many awesome effects, let me put it that way.
Sure. If you had to come up with some main messages from the play, and I know you've talked a little bit about that, what would the main messages be?
I suppose the main message is that we all are complicit in some of the, you know, the global drug trade, as we're the end users here. We're not sort of innocent in this whole scheme, and there's great injustice around the world and we need to face it. The play sort of does that in a concrete way in terms of giving the characters just 20 minutes or that time in the room to actually make those choices. And it's sort of, I suppose, the play is exhorting us and putting a bit of pressure on us to think about what we can do, what decisions we can make to address some of those injustices anywhere, really.
Now, you mentioned the two writers of the play. I believe the three actors also had a role in the development of this work.
Well, it's been postponed 2 years in a row now due to COVID. So we're just keeping our fingers and toes crossed it actually gets across the line this time. but before that, I mean, it's been at least 4 years, I think, that we read the initial drafts. There were other actors involved in the earlier stages too, but I think I've been involved for at least 4 years. And Desmond Manderson is a friend of mine as well, so we socially spoke a lot about the play as well. So it has come a long, long way. Had a lot of input from a number of people, script advisors, directors, other actors. And yeah, it's been fascinating. It's grown massively. You know, to begin with, the character El Ticho, the drug lord, had very, very few lines. And at one point, I think they were even thinking about him not having any lines at all, just being a sort of menacing presence on stage. But then, you know, now he has at least as many lines as the others. So it's really come a long way.
Sure. We've been talking with Raoul Kramer, who's one of three actors in 20 Minutes with the Devil, which will be on the Street Theatre from this Saturday through to Saturday, 25th of June. Raoul, thanks for talking with Art Sound.
Thank you so much, Tim. All the best.